Starting. Oh, that was like the best one so far. We've never got it like on. Oh, dude, it sounded like perfect timing for me and you. We're on a delay though, so it sounds. Yeah, well, we're never going to get it right anyway, so. Awesome. Right on. Okay, cool. I'll start it out, and then at the end, what we'll do is we'll do like a little like, hey, tell the people where they can find you. You can tell them all your social links, and then we'll close out the show. All right. Sounds good. Fair enough. All right. You guys ready? What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Glitched Podcast. My name is Topher Welsh with my co-host. And we are here with the infamous Mr. Represion, a.k.a. Daniel. How's it going, man? Oh, not bad, not bad. You know, just braving the cold here in beautiful Washington. Oh, are we? Nice. You are actually local, so we do share that in common. But yeah, me neither. It's something about Mount Rainier. It just feels like home to me whenever I see it. You know what I mean? Right on. So, what you got going on? How have you been? How are you doing? And oh, nice. So are you, oh, go ahead, sorry. Right on. Are you looking to get away from YouTube or and like start a career or? Right. Why is that? They don't give you no reasons. It's just no money sign. Do you think it? Video related or something. Did it become, was it more like you were an accidental influencer or an accidental YouTuber? That's right. Oh, wow. I forgot all about that. When did you start on YouTube? Like, oh, so you were like OG. Yeah. Do you just get tired of those other like ideas and those topics, or do you just decide to move on to something else? Or okay, well, I mean, that's a good point. What? Man, I have been so out of like what YouTube does and doesn't allow, it seems like, because a lot of this is like new to me, man. Because, well, we haven't had that that problem yet with being too demonetized, because we just don't have too much monetization yet. So we haven't had those woes. Yeah. We also don't make too much controversial content. It's more like, look at us freaking nerds. That's got to be so frustrating. Right. That sucks. Yeah. Well, you might as well double dip. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, you might as well double dip when you can. I mean, if you can monetize the video as well as get paid to make the video, there you go. Yeah. Do you think you have like a target painted on your back a little bit, since you are a higher subscribed YouTuber? You don't think so? Oh. Yeah, no joke. How did these controversial YouTubers actually end up making money? Because, I mean, they built their base off of being super controversial, but then, you know, Adpocalypse hits. No one can monetize. Are they just relying solely on, like, brand deals and influencer agreements, or? I guess that makes sense, yeah. Well, is the Yeah. Is the... True. Yeah. Yeah. Have you ventured into the little like the join feature on the YouTube now? Oh. Yeah. Ooh, jeez. Huh. Interesting. I wonder if the adpocalypse stuff, do they can you have like vulgar or obscene or controversial content on those videos and still make money on your members? Does that not even matter anymore then? Okay. Seems like that's the rebuttal to the Patreon. Yeah. Well, you know, Facebook has Facebook for creators now. Have you ventured into that at all? Yeah, True. Just drip the content out week by week. I haven't even thought about doing that, but Eugene here, he's a thinker. We should put the podcast out on Facebook for creators. Okay. Yeah. Huh. It's like take a picture with your passport and your birth certificate next to your head. Sorry, that doesn't work for us. Oh. Okay. Right, yeah. I mean, that's not a... Or would you just start another channel, or? Because it's so different. I mean, why not, right? I mean, it's just free money. Padding. Did you, how many views did you get, you garner on those videos? Because that's like such a hot thing right now. Yeah. Got it. That mic with the ears? That's so weird. You just put your penis in the air. Yeah. Well, people are so close to those microphones, they're like licking them basically anyway. It's like, listen. Well, that's a great niche. Like, if you can identify a niche that has very, very little competition, and, like, you going into a niche like that, like, you're just going to dominate, one, because you got the video production experience, two, you have the, you know, YouTube experience. Yeah. Right on. Yeah. Yeah. Did you have like a breakout video? Did you have a video that like hit like 10,000 views like in like year two that kind of like gave you a boost or like made like, holy crap, I could do this? Oh, who doesn't know TJ? Yeah. Big old neckbeard. I think so has Repsion, right? Yeah, I've seen you a couple times on there. Yeah. I'm the only one that hasn't been on. Ben, where you at, man? Where you at? where he slowly died on stream. I noticed you were gray and white as well. Yeah, Eugene texted me in the middle. He's like, "Hey, I'm on the Drunken Peasants," and I click into the link. I just see Eugene sitting there, like, just like slowly dying inside. 50 Shades of Grey. Something to happen. Good old Eugene, always looking on the bright side of life. True. Yeah, you just can't create drama videos all the time. I gotta say, they are very entertaining. The Wetlands one was pretty entertaining to me. I was like, damn, this is extensive. Oh, man. Yeah, well, there you go. Right on, man. So, I mean, I guess we already asked you what's next. You got the welding stuff going. What's next on YouTube? I mean, besides doing more welding type videos, do you have anything else you want to pursue in the meantime while you're doing school or? What's your go-to VR game? Nice. My man. Dude, I'm a monster on Beast Saber. Me and Eugene. Yeah. Me and Eugene are highly competitive when it comes to that. It's really funny because out the gate, like first trying a song, I murder the song. I'm pretty good. But Eugene's so competitive. Like, he will practice the song 50 times just to beat me by, like, 10 points and be like, BAM! Oh, dude, he's so competitive. On hard. Oh, there's your one. Nah. Dude, I love Beat Saber. That game is so much fun. We went to TwitchCon and I just decimated, not TwitchCon, well, we did go to TwitchCon, but we went to VidCon and I decimated everyone's score and no one could touch me at the convention, so I won a sweet Fender guitar, so, yeah. Oh, I wish I would have been there. It's funny because like I love Beat Saber so much, and the funny thing is I don't really play many console games. Like I've never really been a gamer, but as soon as I can like get physical like with a game, dude, it's all over. Like when the Wii came out, like I was like playing boxing like crazy, and then I didn't play anything. Dude, break a sweat, man. But like once Beat Saber and like all the shooter games came out, man, it was just it's all over. I lost like 65 pounds playing VR, so. Yeah. Yeah, it's a I believe it's the Vive Pro. The Vive Pro's got a higher resolution. I think it either has a higher resolution or a higher field of view. Yeah. Whereas the old one used to be like 2K on each one, right? Vive Pro. No, he was talking about the Vive Pro. I mean, my opinion on the Vive Pro is more like, I mean, if you're just a gamer, like he said, it's not that big. I mean, I wouldn't purchase the money for it right now just because I'm happy with my Vive. But I mean, if I was doing way more heavy development and I had to like really pay attention to everything, it'd be well worth it. But, you know. Hey. Hey. Have you seen the Pimax yet? Oh, dude, 5K on on each. It's insane. And dude, the headset's like this big. It's like wearing this light on your face. It's huge. Yeah. Yeah, like yeah, your peripheral is like completely covered. I did try it at CES last year. It was pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. Oh, what is it? We can so beat that. That's You say like, wow. I say that's some pussy shit right there. I could do that. Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. No. What you do is you play your games. No, what you do is you just get a meditation game, and then you just sit and meditate for a little while you take your breaks. I have this one game called Guided Meditation, which is actually pretty cool. But, well, that's why you have a team. It's like, Mom! Mom, bring me the bedpan! Mom, I gotta shit! Hurry! I'm slicing boxes, hurry up! Oh, God. Like a High Fidelity or a Sansar or something like that. What? They do? That's stupid. Oh, sweet. What a piece of shit. God. What are you, an amateur, Eugene? What is this, amateur hour? I like Eugene's concentrated look. Oh, that would be killer. You can't do that, can you? No. There's probably a way you can hack it, I'm sure. Oh my God. That's a $1 million idea right there. You just basically get like a Mophie pack, but instead of it having a battery, you just have an NVMe2 drive. Plugs in right down into the bottom of the phone, just goes right into the case. That's a genius idea right there. I think you're onto something. You should weld that up. Eugene forgetting about storage on phones. There we go. That's all good. Drink your coffee. Sounds like my kid playing Fortnite. He's 11. So you play. The monkey dude. I know what you're talking about, so that's fine. I've never played the game, so. We're coming up on time. Oh, it's 7:49. Well, I just wanted to bring up one more point. What do you think about, like, if games like Overwatch, Fortnite, if they were to become, like, cross-platform, PC, Xbox, PS4, whatever, and VR? Right? Yeah. True. Well, I mean, especially the building and everything. Maybe they'll... No, I don't want that. I want to murder my kids in Fortnite. That's what I want to do. They're playing Fortnite. I want to shoot them in the face and watch him scream while I'm with my headset on. I go, ha ha, gotcha, bitch. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's the one strength I have. As I keep telling, I was like, you just wait. You just wait until Epic Games makes, like, a game mode with only VR. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The really, really big one is Onward right now. Onward has, they have like the Onward VR Master League. So like they had it, I think it was in Europe this year, but like Oculus and Intel sponsored it. And they had like these 10 like base stations, and everyone has like their pro tubes, which are like the little things that you can put your controllers in, and you can like aim like an actual gun stock. But dude, people take it super seriously because it's a full on like 5v5 open map. You got to run like operations against your team. Like these teams, like I think the top team is, was it Globochem? They've been playing together for like 2 years, like since the game came out, and they are like the tightest like team. Like these guys are like real. Like it's crazy. It's a lot of fun too. That's one of the games I started in. So. Wait, is that a technomancer or a necromancer? Oh, that's way cooler. That's way cooler. Sorry. Okay. There's another... There's another game that's called, there's a couple of Battle Royale games. I play Standout a lot. It's in beta, but that's one, it's like full on, there's a storm, you parachute in, you loot the houses, you kill everyone, storm closes in. There's another one called Population 1, which actually has like building and flying built into it. So like, yeah, you have like a little wrist thing and like you just kind of like point and you can just make these like metal structures so you can like make these bridges over to these places, but you can also climb everything too, like Spider-Man. So you climb up everything and then you can jump off of it and then you have a wingsuit. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's very similar to Fortnite in that aspect where you can build. I mean, you can't really edit super fast and stuff like that, but I mean, it's getting there. It's getting there. Right on, man. Yeah, thank you guys for listening to the Glitch Podcast. Thank you, Mr. Repsion, for being on the show. We really appreciate it. Thanks, buddy. Well, I'm sure it won't be the last time we'll have you on the show, and we'll probably see you here locally sometime soon. Maybe we'll make a vlog or something. I don't know. And there you go. Right on, everyone. Stay glitched. Catch you later. There we go. All right.